comes to meet his friends. This shir is a schus for us, because we're learning the Torah of Tzadik and Yom Ptirasso, Hagon Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin, Simon Aleph. So it says that when you learn the Sefer of a Tzadik on his Yortzeit, he's a Melitz Yosher in the Olam HaEmes, so it should be a schus for all of us. We should be zocha to all the brachas. So he was asked here about somebody who makes the bracha l'satif b'tzitzis. He does the ituf that we do, the katifas yishmeilim, that he wraps up his part of his body and his face, and then he hears kaddish and kedusha. Is he allowed to answer, or is it a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah? So the Bala Iter in Hilchas Tzitzis writes that the way to you wrap yourself up is you put two tzitzis in front of you, two behind you. You should be mukaf b'mitzvah. You wrap your head, you cover your head, so you're not begili rosh. That's what it means, atifas atalis. The Gaonim say you do like atifas yishmeilim, but the Baal Iter says, no, atifas yishmeilim, that's only for avelim, that they even have to cover their mouth, because an avel doesn't have a mouth, like it says in the Gemara. And also by a mitzora, so he has to cover his mouth, but not by tzitzis. Tzitzis knowing to cover your mouth, knowing to do atifas yishmeilim. That's what the Baal Iter says. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin in Simen Chesiv Beis? Seder atifas atalas kederach b'nei adam shemeskasim b'ksusam v'oskim b'melachtam. Pam b'kisui rosh, pam b'gilui rosh. What's atifas atalas? Like people who cover themselves with their garment and they do their work. Sometimes their head is covered. Sometimes their head is not covered. V'nachot shi'chas rosh b'talas. Better to have your head covered with the talas. V'talisus k'tanim shalanu. Our talisus k'tanim. Afu b'shem b'em ituf mikom kom yotzei mimitei chofes tzitzis. Your yotzei tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. When you use our talisus k'tanim, and it's better to do ituf, even in our talisus ketanim. So you see that he doesn't require atifas yish ma'elim. He doesn't require atifas yishma'elim. However, the minag is like the Gaonim, that we do atifas yishma'elim to be choshish for the svara of the Gaonim, that they say you have to atifas yishma'elim. That's why when we put on our talisos, we wrap ourselves up, even covering our mouths. Some people cover their eyes, but apparently this is not correct, because the yishma'elim didn't walk around with their eyes covered. How are they going to see? Unless the Ishmaelite women, apparently today they walk around even with their eyes covered. Okay, in any event, the Radbaz writes that not to be somech on the Bala Iter, because the Gaonim say to do atifas yishmeilim, and that's the Nusach HaBracha, l'satif b'tzitzis. So writes the Maharchu and Sharak Havanas that the Arizal would do like the Gaonim, he would do atifas yishmeilim. And Ravadi quotes a number of Achronim you can look in, see what they say. So writes the Chidan, the Machzik Bracha, there were no way like Rabbeinu Saadya Gaon, l'satif katifas yishmeilim. And then we throw all of our arba kanfos letzat small, like the Arizal says, and then we put it on our body, two in the front, two in the back. So to the Ben Ish Chayim Parshas Bereishis, that after you make the bracha l'satif b'tzitzis, you should be misatif rosho b'lvad, and not like the mischakamim, those people who try to be clever and they first cover their body and then they're misatif katifas yishmeilim. We do like the Ari. First you do atifa like the Shmeilim. All four tzitzios are behind you. Bitzat small, kedei hilich arba amos. And then you put the talis on your body, v'chein minak. So we had a shaila. What was our shaila? Our shaila was that you did atifas yishmeilim, and then you hear kaddish and kedusha before you put the talis in the rest of your body. Are you allowed to answer or not? So it's pashit. Lo meboil as far as hagaonim, that the atifa, that's the correct way to do it. That's the mitzvah, that's what the bracha is. So pash, you can answer kaddish and kedusha. You already did atifa like the bracha says. But even according to the Bala Iter, and those in his group, once you're misatif katifas yishmeilim, that's the beginning of the mitzvah. He was misatef al rosho v'al tzavaro. So even though he didn't put it on the rest of his body, but that's enough to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So it does say in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Simen Ches Sif Ches, that people who are makbid not to be mechasa their talus on their body, not to cover their body with the talus, just the Rosh and the Tzavar, you have to protest, because l'kuli alma the ikarituf is b'kisui aguf, and the only machlokas is if you have to do atif shmelim at all. But if adi you have to do kisui aguf, Seder, but even he would say that you started the mitzvah. If you did it al rosh v'alat tzavar, at least that's a start, so that's not considered a hefsek if you answer from here on in. Let's say for Okerso, the name Rabbeinu Tam, that any mitzvah you made a bracha and you were mafsik and you spoke, for example, you made an al tkiyah shofar and then you blew tashrat tkiyah shvarim turut tkiyah, and then you speak between tashrat and tashat, or even if you sach after tkiyah rishon, after the first tkiyah, you don't have to make another bracha. Why? Because the bracha was already chal, you already started doing the mitzvah. So writes the Ran, that you don't find anywhere that somebody makes a bracha on a mitzvah, end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that he's not allowed to speak until he finishes the mitzvah. What, when you say al biur chametz, you're not allowed to talk until you finish the biur? Hamotzi, you're not allowed to talk until you finish your whole meal. It's not true. Rashba also in a tshuva, chelek aleph siman ramad, right? Somebody speaks b'emtzei kriyas ha-megillah, the sicha is not a hefsek. Why? Because it's only a hefsek when you speak in between the bracha and the scholas ha-maisa. For example, you make hamotzi and then you speak before the achila. You make al tkiyah shofar and you speak before the tkiyah. You make a bracha on the tefillin and you speak before the nacham. Once you start the mitzvah, then it's not considered a hefsek at all, a hefsek anymore. This tshuva is brought in the Beis Yosef in Tafresh Tzadi Beis. Not only ki Hashem Elokim, but also shekol shehischil ba'asiyas hamitzvah, that is enough, and it's not going to be a hefsek. So too, just doing ituf is considered as chalas hamitzvah, and that is enough. However, it does say in the Mordechi, in the first parak of Psachim, somebody who's doing bedikas chametz shouldn't speak until he finishes his bedika, and if he does speak, then he has to make another bracha. The Baal Itta writes in the name of Sadiagon that somebody makes an al biur chametz is not allowed to be mafsik until he does the bittel, and if he speaks between the bracha and the bittel, he makes a new bracha, and he concludes Rabbeinu Hai Gon Omer Yerusha Hu Me Avos. Shouldn't speak the whole time, and therefore you're focused on what you're doing, and if you didn't, then you're not Yotzei Dechova. V'chein amadaber, and so too, that's what people say. So, and that's taka what we do. We all know that when we do bedikas chametz, we try to not speak until we're actually finished. However, the lashon of the Or Chaim is he brings Rav Haigon, Yerushim Avish Lo Asiach Ad Sheyigmor, in order that you don't come to Esach Hadas. And then he says, V'imsach sichas chulin bein abrach lebedika, then tzarech lachzor levarech, only if you hadn't started the bedika. But once you start the bedika, no new brach is necessary. Then he brings the Rav Sadjagon, who says that if you speak during the entire bedika, chozer mevarech, v'einu nireh, but it's better not to speak. And this is the opinion of Rav Haigon, that Rav Haigon holds, as the Or Chaim brings him, that the only time you have to go ahead and make a new bracha is when you speak in between the bracha and the bedika. But if you start doing the bedika, you don't make a new bracha, and that's not like the mashmos of the Bala Itter in the name of Rav Haigon. The way the Bala Itter brings Rav Haigon, you have to make a new bracha. But the way the Orchas Chaim brings Rav Haigon, you don't have to make a new bracha as long as you start it. Once you start it, no new bracha is necessary. Then we have the Ritva in his Chedushim to Yuma. Sicha shel Rishus lo avi hefzik ela bein bracha lemaisa mitzvah. Aval achar shizchu b'maisa lo avi hefzik. And arise birchas hananin, that once you get a little bit of hana, that's enough. So writes the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled and Hilchos Brachos. So writes the Rosh in the first parak of Psachim and Siman Yud, that the Bodek isn't allowed to speak until he finishes the Bedika. Some say that if he speaks about matters that don't relate to the Bedika, he has to make a new bracha, but he says, I don't agree with that. Just make sure not to make a speak in between the bracha and the Bedika. Once you start checking, that's enough. So Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. And Ravadia brings Kahena v'Kahena, that once you start, then you're already Yotze, you're starting the mitzvah, and then the speech is not going to be a hefsek. And Memela, once you do Atifas Yishmeilim, that's the start of your mitzvah, and the speaking is no longer going to be a hefsek. So now we're just going to skip to the end of the tshuva. Maskana de dina shashemer kadosh kedusha bodu misatif petalis katifas yishmeilim kol nisho ad talis lagufo tzorach lanos imat tzibur v'afilu amei de brachas. Once you start doing the atifa, that's it. You can answer with the tzibur kadosh kedusha amein. V'nirada shafilu v'nicha rosh gedelis satif. Even if you didn't do the complete ituf yet, you didn't completely wrap yourself up like the yishmeili v'lo hispik lasis atifa. You didn't get the chance yet to do the finish the atifa, and you heard kadosh or kedusha. You should answer, and it's not a hefsek. Hashem yizbarach yareinenu b'saras v'akadosha, amen. Hashem should lighten up our eyes with His holy Torah. So baruch Hashem. This obviously is a much bigger topic than we made it. 12 minutes is not such a long time to cover a halachic topic, but definitely there is important material that we covered, and those who want great Meir Makomos, always look at Rav Avadi for great Meir Makomos. See Evan and our Aruch Chaim, Chelek Zayin Siman Aleph, and Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.